Hey you guys, and welcome back to Brain Freeze. I'm Abby.
And I'm Sophia. Today's episode is called Body Image and Confidence. This is episode 2, so welcome.
We have a very special guest today. Her name is Kayla. She is a big role model of confidence and body love. Here she is.
Hi guys, it's me, Kayla. I'm so excited to be here today. Thank you so much for having me on your podcast. I cannot wait to have an awesome and open discussion with everyone. I hope that there are a lot of young people listening to this right now and understanding that I'm still very young. We're all very young. But I think it's really important to hear not only from older people, but for people our age. So this is going to be a very open and exciting and insightful podcast.
You're such an inspiration.
So we have a couple questions for you.
Okay, yes.
All right, guys, so I actually found a really good one, and I like it, so we're all going to share. So I'm going to start with Abby. All right, so okay. Abby, if your body could talk right now, what would it say?
What do you mean by that?
Let's start with Kayla and see if you could get the hang of what we mean. Kayla, what would your body say right now if it could talk?
If my body could talk right now, I think it would say that it's been through a lot, and even though we continue to get progressively larger
in all areas,
it's going to be okay. I think my body would be okay with change because it's had to be okay with change.
Yeah, change is awesome.
I also think it would be very fluid, not so uptight. Just overall, just a great person to hang out with.
I think my body, honestly, guys, I'm sorry.
I think your body would be the body that I would hate.
I don't want to curse right now, but I think my ass would be you rock. And I think my boobs are pretty good, too. The rest of my body, I think they think it's beautiful, but I haven't yet. But
I don't think
getting
that's exactly
there.
What the question meant, but it works.
All right, Abby, what would your body say?
I get a lot of compliments, so I think she would be an upbeat person, but inside of her, she would know that she does not like herself and her body. Compliments about my big lips, though. A lot of compliments about that.
Hey, juicy. Especially
the first thing they say about me is, oh, you got big lips.
That's actually a question, actually, that reminds me because, you know how people, when they first meet you, always wonder, how do they remember you? I think
no
for
one
me, it's
ever
the glasses.
No one ever remembers me by my body. If anything, it would be I would be a little larger, overweight, they say, but I've always been complimented right off the bat.
Bubbly.
Because of my personality.
You're just so bubbly.
Because of me being very in front. When I introduce myself to people, I always make sure that it's not just me speaking, but also my body speaking, even if they're going to remember my body.
That was amazing. I love that. Honestly, good quote.
Let's everybody give Kayla a round of applause. Let's go, Kayla!
Everyone is cheering for me in the studio. Thank you so much.
Okay. All right. I'm going to ask a question now. Okay, what's something that makes me feel worse about my body?
So this could be let's just say some examples here, a woman's magazine or diet books, all of that.
Keeping a scale at
home.
What
makes you feel worse that's not on your body? Just what makes you feel worse about your body?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Honest with mine.
You can go first.
Oh, yeah, we'll ask. Okay, so I think for me, definitely family. I don't know why, it's just certain people, not gonna name, but I think it's all about the body, and it makes me feel upset because that's not how you should remember me. You shouldn't say, oh, she should get a boyfriend because of her body. That's just not, what if I don't want a boyfriend?
I agree.
So it really hurts me. Something else that makes me feel bad about my body is, I think crop tops. Yeah. I don't like crop tops.
Oh.
What about you, Kayla?
What makes me feel bad about my body is the fact that I'll be outside, I'll be very confident, And quite frankly, I see an attractive man staring at a girl that is in a crop top and short shorts and definitely 100 pounds less than me. And I'm not saying that that's how I feel right now. All I'm saying is that it started out that way when I was very young. So I think that that carries with me even through high school when I had a crush on a boy. And the only reason why I thought he'd never like me was because of my body. So I think what really gets me upset as I think seeing other people, no matter who it is, being attracted to other girls who don't look like me.
Let's also give Kayla another round of applause. Let's go, Kayla.
I agree, but honestly, some guys are just whatever. So just forget about it, and someone else deserves your love. And that guy just didn't.
Thank you.
Quote unquote right now, though. Not really, but...
Yes, baby.
Guys love the boobs, but they don't like the stomach. The boobs are made out of the same thing, out of the stomach. They seem to love the boob, but not the stomach. Mm-hmm. Right mm-hmm. there is the real tea right there.
Mm-hmm. All right, so...
Actually, I have to answer that question. What makes me is the girls at my school, they are so flexible because of they're able to do so many things because of their body. Because they have their rib cages showing off, and they wear crop tops and everything that I'm not comfortable wearing. I'm also, that's actually very funny because when Sophia said her answer, it's actually very similar to mine. It's also my family. I've recently had a recent conversation with my family about how they make unnecessary comments about how much I eat or how much I weigh or how much I should, what I shouldn't eat, what I should eat. But they really think that it's okay for me to say that because they already know how much I dislike my body. But I feel like that's the one that I started hating my body the most because of my family. They kept making comments.
And I don't
comments.
Think they realize, too.
They like, don't they because don't. For them, they're all fit and skinny. And to this day,
and
I
even
am
if they're
still
not,
trying
it's like
to. They don't get you. It because they think that they're older, so they have no hope to getting fit. So what I think is that to this day, I still try to lose weight. I still try to do everything in the world for me to at least lose 2 pounds. That's one thing that I have realized soon, that even if I keep telling myself I'm going to be on a diet, that's when I crave things the most. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay, so Kayla, it's your turn to pick
a question.
There's so many. If you guys are wondering where we're looking at these questions from, is blogs.psychcentral.com. Pick it.
Okay.
It's just like one of these.
Okay, so I really like this question. I'm going to do a little spin on the question, though, just so it relates to the topic of today's episode, but... What helps me express my emotions about my body effectively? So basically, how can you express how you feel about your body effectively to people that you aren't so comfortable doing that around towards? Like let's say you confront your family because you guys were both expressing how you were saying how your family is the one that makes you feel a certain way. Even myself, I can relate to that at certain points, you know. Because they see me being happy with myself, looking cute, or at least I feel myself cute. And then, you know, and then there's a part of you that thinks, do they really think that I'm stupid for thinking I look cute like this? You know, you have thoughts like that. So how would you be able to, or how do you express your emotions effectively, even like we're doing it right now, mm-hmm. about your body?
Well, I think I write poems. Just write down my day on notes, write poems. I even journal it. That's how I think I just, it's all on paper for me.
I actually do it a very harsh way. I actually try to make a conversation about it because I want them actually to know. So I'm very scared to speak out loud to people that I love. Like Kayla said, it's very uncomfortable because I'm scared of what if I say this wrong and that's what they're gonna think about me now. The rude person who just is so selfish that she just cares about herself. I wanted to tell them that I recently have told them that, but recently have been telling them that not say this and that, but to this day they still do it. Yesterday I got an unnecessary comment that someone said, my grandma actually said, you look skinny. So I was like, what is that supposed to mean, that I was fat before? And she said, yeah, you were fat. And I was like, okay. And like a lot of unnecessary.
And you know comments. What you did was amazing. She walked out of the situation.
I said, I'ma head out.
So
I mean, I'm like that even now, being 8 years older than you. I feel like people at this point still feel like, I think there's a certain level of like responsibility, like when you're older, for some reason, to just feel, I'm sorry, I can't take, I'm very uncomfortable with the energy we've created in the studio today.
All right, so
this topic is making me sad. So
let's change it then, guys. So it's gonna be
confidence,
body image, and now it's confidence. We could talk about confidence in any area. It doesn't just have to be body. My definition of confidence, we'll share all of ours. Mine would definitely be feeling good about life, having good energy. And not just like in your mind, in your heart, in your body, but also like around you. Like if someone's sad, maybe you'll see it in a different way. So just to have that confidence and good positivity. So Kayla, how do you define confidence?
I agree a lot with Sophia about what she's saying about confidence. I think for myself, I define confidence being able to love myself and see myself and the way I'd see myself in my room alone trying on clothes the same way I would alone in a room, not alone, but in a room with, let's say, six people. Let's say they are my family members. That's what I define confidence as. The feeling you feel when you're yourself, but in front of other people. A very comforting, a very loving feeling towards yourself and your body and who you are. Because though the episode is focused on body positivity, I think the body and the mind are very, very much one. Because if you're in a negative mindset, it's very hard for you to be in a positive mindset with your body. So that's my definition of confidence.
Sometimes I just tear up because Kayla's just really inspirational. I'm sorry, guys. It's just... She's such a little FIT tiger over here. She's going to FIT, so guys, class of 20, what is that? Class of 20 something, I don't even
know.
24, baby. Yep, so if you guys are going there, maybe you'll see her.
I don't really have a definition to confidence. I've never actually thought about what the definition or what I define as confidence is. So I can't really have an answer to that because I do not have an answer to that.
Yes. I understand that. Hazel's here to tell you, let's hear about what she has to say in regards to body positivity. Hazel, how do you feel always being cute, even if you're being a bitch?
Oh, I'm beautiful in all ways. Even if I'm being what you said, it's always, always going to be the cuteness. It's always going to take over.
Hazel's agreeing.
Mm-hmm. Right, Hazel? Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Hazel's giving kisses. That's the way Hazel communicates her feelings and emotions effectively.
So loving.
By giving kisses. Even if you need to communicate them physically, it is 100% okay. Because baby girl is so freaking cute.
We eating a little bit because this is going to be a long episode. I'm sorry. All right.
Comment, guys, what's your favorite types of chips? Mine's salt and vinegar. Oh my god, guys. Tell me if your dog goes under the pillows because ours make a cave out of it.
You know, we're going to branch out a little bit about today's topic. It's not just going to be 100% about body positivity. I think it was a good start. It got a little sad. But I need everyone to know that whatever you're feeling right now can 100% be changed. Don't wait for you to lose 2 pounds, 10 pounds, 100 pounds for you to feel a certain way. Because that isn't going to happen. You need to do yourself now. You need to start living your life now. Don't wait for a diet. Don't wait for your waist to shrink. Live your life now and do the best you can while you're living, okay?
Oh my god, guys. Let's talk about how we feel about the new quarters 2020 and having a bat as a symbol.
Okay.
Oh my god.
No one cares about this topic besides my sister. So I'm going to let her explain what she's talking about for those who have no clue what's going on.
Okay, guys. First 2020 quarter celebrates America's Samoa. So this is basically the bat. So if you guys see, it says 2020 because that's where the corona started. So yeah, that's our life. That's 2020. That's what we're living. And it's really sad because I don't think I'm going to make it till 30 and the world's just going to explode.
Also, I know there's a little bit more upbeat than like the first episode, anxiety. But yeah, it's good to have a little twerk in your life, you know? Right now, I want y'all all to stand up right now. Everybody, come on. Come on. Come on. And you're going to want to get your favorite chips. Listen to the podcast. Pull your pants up to make your booty feel big. You know, like this. You're going to put your knees down. You're going to put your hands on there.
This is from Black Bear Anxiety.
No, that's too sad right now, babe.
Just to...
Every time you cross my mind, you get right under my skin. Am I crazy out my mind? The situation I'm in.
Dance your body off.
It's harder just to breathe. Feel like the walls are closing in. But all I need is some closure.
I love y'all.
Let's continue talking. I'm back in the studio. We have a intermission break. Had to get up fresh and clean.
We gotta make it at least 30 minutes anyway.
Or
like 50.
This is a great relaxing activity for me, to be honest with you. I actually used to record podcasts for myself with my phone app in the car. Because I got bored and I was like, I don't want to listen to music. I don't want to listen to podcasts. I want to talk to myself. So I did in a podcast. Guys, I am drinking some water right now with my big reusable straw. I hope you guys are doing the same, staying hydrated in this hot weather. You guys need to know that water does a lot for you. And I'm not only talking to you guys, I'm mostly talking to the two people sitting right in front of me.
I don't drink any water.
They do not drink that much water. As they should, the reason why their pee is so dark and that they find themselves getting very light
heavy. Hold up, sis. My pee is actually light. But I don't drink anything but water, but like at the same time, like I just don't drink.
Mine is white.
Right.
Yeah. Mine is white.
Clear.
I'm a little bit on crack right now. Don't judge.
Kayla, when did they get these?
Today. So don't finish them.
So I'm a bean. If y'all beans know what I'm talking about. Welcome to the club, beans. Think about a word that, if y'all don't know what a bean is, think of a word that rhymes, that has the last letter of bean.
A word that rhymes with bean?
No, baby. Like, potato beans. But it's not spelled beans. It's... Never mind, y'all. Grab some chips, relax with your dog. Grab some water, because I'm gonna go get some water. we might sleep with Kayla today. Not in the studio.
Back to you, Sophia.
Okay. What could I bring up?
2020 BLM.
No.
Thank you.